attack. Trailing Fangs by 23. Leaves it short on the jumper. Rebound attack, Rowe. Rowe into the half court. 6:14 remaining in the third quarter. Off the window and good for Tag Rowe with 6 points now. And just when they had some wasted possessions, they rally off a quick 4 points.
Yeah, it's like, okay, we've been messing around long enough.
Kevin goes a drive on the left side. His pass stolen away by Schroer. Now up top to Vogel. Now to Eidman. Eidman will take a few steps up top. Vogel, right wing three in the air, short. Rebound fought for and one in the corner by Tyson Bolson.
Yeah, that is the weakness for Chase County right now, but that's okay. You're 0 for 3 from three-point range, but up 25, I'll take that.
Bolson at the elbow now, blocked. Throws up a jumper that's off the mark. Rebound to Tag Grow. Grow on the attack on the opposite end. You're going to have a carry on the wing. Turnover back to Hartford.
Yeah, that was a carry there. And that official has called that several times tonight in both games.
Molson on the inbound. Aiden Eidman, Dom Cothers to the bench. White Griffin, Colin Monahan out there for Chase County. Allie Smith, the Duncan Baker. He'll fire up a long three that bricks off the right side. Rebound to Homer Bomar. His putback no good, but Tag Grow will be tagged with the foul.
Now, Coach Whitty's like, block out, block out. Well, they've got such a height advantage that sometimes you get a little lazy on that.
Bomar at the line for two shots. First one good. Bomar's first points of the bowl game. 2nd one upcoming from the lefty. In the air. Good. A roaring ovation from the hula skirts on the far side.
Yeah, the hula skirts are having a great time. And their halftime, they were all out there dancing on the...
Ken, do you know what that dance was called?
Uh-uh.
I was relying on you because I didn't know it either. Monahan underneath. Nice pass from Pax Vogel. Monahan baseline jumper good.
If it's a modern line dance, I probably don't know that.
Molson thought about a three up top. Now finding Duncan Baker. Baker looking to drive. Spin move. Gets stolen away. White Griffin on the attack. Left block. Gets fouled on the jumper.
What I wish that White Griffin would have done was use his left hand. He tried to. He had the angle on his left hand, but he switched it over to the right hand for the shot.
So at the line for two is the 5'11 freshman White Griffin looking to add to his 5 points. Griffin and Dom Cothers, each with five, make White Griffin with six. So Dom Cothers, of all these seven players that have played for Coach Witt, Cothers the lowest score at 5 points.
All right, come on, Dom. You got to catch up here.
He's subbed back in. 2nd one no good from Griffin. Tag Rowe to the bench for Chase County. Allie Smith on the attack, looking to add to his 22 points that he had all in the first half. And it's stripped away. Breakaway upcoming. White Griffin, right block, off the glass, no good. Duncan Baker, a little late trying to get the charge there. Was sliding away, did not have his feet set before White Griffin bowled into him. So that'll be Duncan's second. Team's second. Two shots upcoming for Griffin. Good on the first one.
That, by the way, was the 16th turnover by Hartford there. 16 turnovers to 7. That puts you behind the 8-ball.
Second one for White Griffin as he nearly loses a handle on it. Good. It's crazy, Ken. I hadn't seen that in a long time and had that happen in the Lion County League tournament. Had one almost happen in the girls' contest here previously. Yeah. Allie Smith on the drive. He'll be fouled.
It's not like you're being guarded out there.
No. It's a grease pig, I guess, now.
Yeah.
Not a football, but a basketball, getting that moniker.
Mm.
So Allie will step to the line for two foul shots. Of course, she had 22 points in the first half. He's got all but four of the Jaguars' points. First one good. Allie above his season average of 20.4 points a contest. Step in line looking for 24. Foul shot, good. 54-28 our score midway through this third quarter. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen, Chase County on the attack, looking to add to their advantage over Hartford, and Monahan gets it stripped on the right block into the hands of Hartford. Allie Smith thinking about it up top, driving to the elbow, now block, gets his jumper rejected by Pax Vogel. And Vogel has to be careful. We've already seen one technical, and Vogel lays her down as Allie Smith still on the floor waiting for a teammate to help him up, and there comes Tyson Bolson. And there's the official coming over saying, hey, let's settle things down here.
And if you're Coach Whitty, you're going, we're up 26. But we saw it at the Foothills League tournament when Pax got upset.
That's right. Pax Vogel did have that technical that really swung that third-place game. That's going to be Vogel's third as Aiden Eidemann and Tag Grow back in there. And, you know, that technical that Pax had in that shootout game, it really wasn't Vogel doing anything to show up an official. Vogel just kind of slapped the floor in frustration of himself, and the official saw otherwise.
Kind of like the technical we had here earlier tonight.
Perfect trip for Allie Smith on those foul shots. We have a full timeout taken by Coach Colton Barrett. We'll take a break with him. 54-30 our score.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by Kansas Graphics Cottonwood Falls. Under new ownership, full color banners and printing, t-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legends, signage, wide print formatting, and more. Kansas Graphics. And by Hartford State Bank, a full service bank that offers the convenience of internet and mobile banking. Visit them online at flinthillsbank.com. That's the Hartford State Bank.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills, pushing the Bulldog team's success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. Chase County Rec Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs! And by the city of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of the Chase County student athletes and coaches, and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go Bulldogs!
Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen, 3:47 remaining in the third quarter. Chase County out to a 24-point lead, 54-30, and they're with possession. Tag Grow to Colin Monahan at the elbow. Now to White Griffin, left corner, up top, Dom Collins. Right side, Tag Grow, a fire, right wing three, off the mark, no good, rebound to Keenan Renfrew.
That has been a weakness of the Chase County Bulldogs tonight.
Jumper by Allie Smith, short from the three-point line. Rebound to Chase County. White Griffin looking to push on the opposite side. Collars right wing. Bounce pass up top. White Griffin now left side. Tag Grove. Ball fake. Look inside. Nothing there. He'll skip it back to the right side to White Griffin on the attack. Up top to the elbow to Colin Monahan. Now to Collars. Now Tag Grove. Aiden Eidemann. Bounce pass back to Grove. Foul line. Step back, thought about a jumper, finding Monahan. Now right side, Collars. A lot of ball movement this possession for Chase County. Monahan now with it, left block. Fadeaway jumper, bricked. No good. Rebound to Allie Smith. Allie looking to add to his 26 points. Right side, Homer Bomar. Nice pump fake. He'll drive to the block. Finding Duncan Baker underneath. One step to get some position. And Baker has his first points of the ball game. Nice post move there by Hartford's big man.
Yeah, good job of squaring up and just going up strong.
Rowe, left wing, looks to skip it right side to Wyatt Griffin. Thought about a pass inside, goes up top to Dom Collars. Been elected by his coach after that timeout to really slow things down on offense. They were really speeding things up here this quarter, but Coach Witt wanting the offense ran through with a 20-plus point lead. Rowe, the Wyatt Griffin, in the Eidemann left corner, drive baseline, nothing there. Back up top to Collars. Now to Tag Grow, looking to drive, nothing there. Monahan baseline, now to Eidemann at the elbow. Up top, Wyatt Griffin, three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound in the air and going to be won by Tag Grow before a tie-up jump ball Possession arrow still in favor of Chase County. Molson and Tagbro tying up for that ball.
And I think Coach Whitty's happy with his team, and they're passing the ball right now and just being patient, but you kind of want to get a little bit of a hurry up in it.
Dom Collars with it on the inbound right side. Tagbro, heavy pressure by Tyson Molson. He'll skip it left side back to Collars. Buck 20 remaining here in the third. 54-32 our score. Chase County on the attack, taking their time offensively. Collars back right side. The Griffin Hill look to drive. Nothing there. The baseline to Monahan. Now left side. Eidemann down the corner to Collars. He'll drive to the block. Leaves it short off the rim. No good. Rebound in the hands of Kevin Goza. Now Allie Smith attacking right side. Leaves his layup long. Rebound to Keenan Renfro, and his shot rejected by Aiden Eidemann, but I'm going to say Eidemann came down on Renfro.
Yeah, and I think Coach Whitty's like, okay, the other two starters, you got to get back in there.
So actually, that's going to go against Dom Collars. He must have got called for a reach in there, so that'll be his second, team's fourth. Keenan Renfro at the line for two. Had an empty trip in the first half, but gets the first one to fall. Pax Vogel, Cooper Shore back in there for Colin Monahan and Wyatt Griffin. Five starters now out there for Chase County. Five on the floor for Hartford. It's Duncan Baker, Tyson Bolson, Allie Smith, Kevin Goza, and at the foul line, knocking down his second one, Keenan Renfro. Nolan Trester back out there. He picked up four fouls in that first half, much aided by the technical that he received.
And Hartford, by the way, is 8 of 8 from the free throw line this quarter.
Vogel, left wing, finds Tagbro on the elbow, back to Vogel. Vogel now at the foul line, now throws up a pass to Cooper Schroer underneath, leaves it short, but offensive rebound knocked out into the hands of Eidemann. Now back to Vogel in the right corner, up top Eidemann, now left side, Dom Collars. Collars will skip it back to Vogel, right wing, now in the corner to Aiden Eidemann. He'll look inside, skip it left side. On the wing to Tagbro into the mid lane. Puts it on the floor to be called for a travel. Head coach Colton Barrett all over it.
I think Colton's realizing his defense is starting to pick up a little bit here.
Got a score update. Fourth quarter, 46-44.
Ooh.
Opie on top, 2:21 left to play. I texted some friends of mine, were asking me what my predictions were in that game tonight. And I predicted 52-49 open.
Oh, wow.
Pretty close, I think, yeah. Ken.
Hey, you got it right on the girls' side.
Jumper by Allie Smith. Missed, and a steal in the backcourt by Tyson Bolson. Unable to knock down the shot at the buzzer. But our score, 54-34. As we head into the fourth and final quarter right here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Scribner Insurance, your independent insurance agency in Chase County. Kirk Engel can match your needs and get the best price with the best coverage. Scribner Insurance. And by Hartford One Stop, where their convenience stores open 7 days a week to serve you. Check out their daily lunch specials. Go Jaguars, the Hartford One Stop.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Griffin Real Estate and Auctions, specializing in real estate along with farm and ranch auctions. Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. And by the City of Hartford, which takes great pride in their schools and community. Best of luck to the Jaguars.
We welcome you back to Hartford, Kansas. Michael Deacon alongside Ken Hansen. 54-34 we find ourselves as we await the fourth quarter. Chase County with the advantage over Hartford.
And I think Coach Barrett was really happy with his defense that third quarter, that they picked up some defensive intensity.
Yeah, you gave up nearly 50 points in the first half, 45, only giving up 9 in the quarter. Jumper in the right corner by Keenan Renfro, no good. Offensive board to Duncan Baker, and it's put back good. Chase County on the attack, bounce pass to Pax Vogel, now into the elbow to Cooper Schroer, his jumper no good. Rebound going out of bounds into the way of Hartford.
Chase County's gone. They have missed like the last seven shots in a row.
Baker on the attack. Now hands it off to Allie Smith. Cooper Schroer falls to the floor. Looks like he's a little gimpy on the right leg. Gets up, though. He'll most likely have to be subbed out. Toughen through it, though. Jumper by Allie Smith at the elbow. Falls through. Smith with 28. Trims the deficit to 16, and there we'll have the official timeout so Schroer can be subbed out by Wyatt Griffin. So hopefully just a minor hiccup there for Schroer. Mm-hmm. Of course, a lot of Chase County people were holding their breath when Pax Vogel went down on the opening tip, but he has rebounded nicely with 6 points here tonight. Eidman to Vogel at the foul line. Spin move, fadeaway jumper there. No good. Rebound to Aiden Eidman. His putback is short. Rebound to Duncan Baker. Allie Smith, foul line. And a nice job attacking the basket. He gets the bucket to fall. 54-40. Hartford with some momentum coming back into this one. Vogel puts it on the floor, and it's knocked out of bounds by Tyson Bolson. Yeah. Linden on top now, 48-46, under one here to play in over an Opie. 57.9 seconds left. Looked like Opie took a timeout.
And, you know, Michael, they cut this lead from like 26 to...
Yeah, I think it was 27 was the highest it got. Dom Collers jumper along the baseline, no good. Rebound to Duncan Baker. Allie Smith on the attack. 2 minutes in the fourth quarter, trailing things by 14. His jumper is no good, but he is fouled, and he'll step to the line where Hartford has been very proficient here in this ballgame.
That they have. They made the last eight in a row.
Alley at the line for two, 54-40, 6:05 to play. First one, no good.
Of course, we talked about how many they made in a row. There it is again, the broadcaster's jinx.
He's got 30 in the game. Alley looking to add more to it. Second one, short. Rebound to Pax Vogel. Dom Collers brings it up, taking his time. We're going to have a full timeout taken by Cade Witt. And we'll take a break with him as the official was trying to get the ball from Chase County. So 5:55 remaining, 54-40. Breakup coming here on the Area Game of the Week.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com. By Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop by your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all of your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
We welcome you back to Hartford, Kansas. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. 54-40, our score.
Just
Hartford trailing, but really on the attack here in the second half.
Yeah, they're playing with more confidence, I think, right now, believe it or not, than Chase County is. But Chase County, some of that was when they slowed it down. They just became much more, instead of being the aggressor, they've just been passive.
Vogel with it. Down the corner to Dom Collers. Up top, Pax Vogel. Now right side, Tag Rowe. Chase County looking to slow things down offensively with this 14-point advantage. Eidman puts it on the floor and it's stolen away by Nolan Trester. Jaguars on the attack. Trester to Bolson. Left side, Baker. Up top, Bolson. Alex Smith trying to get open. Got a good look there at the top of the key. Spin move at the foul line. Puts it on the floor, and it's stolen away by Pax Vogel. Vogel up the court. We go to Wyatt Griffin. Griffin bowls over Duncan Baker. And we're going to call a charge. Really added some pomp and circumstance on that one. But that's going to go against Dom Cothers. That's his third. Or excuse me, that's going to go against Tag Groh. That's his third. Team's sixth.
And no real argument from Coach Witte on that one.
So I don't think that was Tag Groh. They don't have the call right.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a timeout taken by Colton Barrett. We're going to stay right here with you. Mm-hmm. Of course, 30-second break. So the foul should be called on Wyatt Griffin. That's who I thought had the ball, but
yeah.
We'll see if they get everything corrected, but yeah, obviously this calling what the official called, but my goodness.
Yeah, and right now, if this was a college game, we'd have a 5-minute delay to go to film, go to video.
So and another update from my wife over in Opie. Of course, top two teams in the state. The Battle of the Champions, 50-48, Linden with the advantage. Oh, wow. Linden ball, 5.3 seconds left.
Thank you with a timeout. Thank you to Cassie for these updates. It helps to have your wife that'll do that, doesn't
it? I know it. She's at the ball game. Usually she's providing score updates off of Twitter for us here. But 54-40 here. Hartford making things interesting with 5 minutes to go in this one. Of course, Opie riding a 39-game winning streak, the longest in the state. Three up top by Bolson, falls away. Rebound to Tag Groh. Up the court we go to Pax Vogel. Chase County will slow things down. Now Aiden Eidman in the right corner. To Tag Groh. Zigzagging around defenders. They go on the left side to Pax Vogel. Back up top, Schroer. 4.5 remaining. Left side, Groh. Right side, Aiden Nineman now. Now at the half-court circle. Back to Groh. Now right side, Wyatt Griffin. Gets it momentarily poked away by Bolson into the hands of Cooper Schroer. Schroer back to Groh. 4 minutes remaining here. Hartford trailing things, 54-40. Chase County with possession and the lead.
And right now, Chase County just wanting to run clock.
Groh on the attack. Mid-lane floater falling through for Tag. He's got eight. That's the first points for Chase County in the quarter. Jumper left side by Allie Smith from beyond the arch is good. He's got 33. Tag Groh will be fouled from behind by Allie Smith. That's only Allie's first, team's third.
Allie Smith is putting on a show tonight. You got a guy that goes 30, they're usually not trailing by 13.
Made bucket by Linden. It's 52-48. My wife adds Linden's been lights out from the foul line.
Oh.
3.5 seconds remaining there. Another score update. Washburn Rural on top of Emporia High. 35-34. 6.5 remaining. And game on 1400. KBUE AM. Tag Groh right side. Looking to drive. Up top, Pax Vogel. Left side, Wyatt Griffin. Now back to Tag Groh. Looking to drive now. Pulls up. 5 feet away. It's well long. Offensive board collected by Pax Vogel. His put back off the mark, but he is fouled, and he'll step to the line for two foul shots.
Good job by that time by Pax. Just going up strong, even though he knew he was going to get some contact.
And that's going to go final. Michael Massey and the Linden Tigers, 52-48 final, ending Opie's 39-game winning streak. Foul jumper or foul line shot by Pax Vogel is good. Give him 7, lead back out to 14. Been as high as 27 for Chase County. Second one, no good by Vogel. Allie Smith on the attack, driving off the window and good. Hot hand continues for Allie Smith with 35 now. Chase County on the approach on the opposite end. Eidman bangs it off the bottom of the backboard. No good. Rebound to Hartford. Up the court we go. Pass too strong by Duncan Baker trying to find Kevin Goza. It'll be a turnover back to Chase County. Full court pressure will be applied on the inbound.
And right now, if you're Hartford, I just think when you get on the offensive end, you got to get the ball to Alley.
Wyatt Griffin with it. Now to Cooper Schroer. To Tag Grow. Now Wyatt Griffin. Back to Tag in the left corner. He'll be double teamed, trapped in the corner, and finding Wyatt Griffin. 2:20 remaining. Chase County with a 12-point lead. Grow left side, and before he gets the pass off, going to be a 3-second violation turnover. Looks like Cooper Schroer will be tagged with the violation.
That was either going to be 3 seconds in the lane or just thrown out of bounds. Either way, that was going back to Hartford.
12-point deficit. Allie Smith just short on the three from the left wing. Rebound to Cooper Schroer. Now in the hands of Tag Rowe. 2 minutes remaining. Schroer going to get a timeout taken by Cade Witt. He is not very happy with his team. Frustrated, to say the least.
Yeah.
It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with you as Cade Witt just asking his team, what are you doing?
Yeah, they're handling the press kind of like the girls' team handled the press. They just lost, they've lost focus with the big lead, and he's like, just pull this back in. He said, you know, if Hartford would make a few more baskets here, this game would be right down to the wire, and so they just signaled that, oh, it should have been a fold because he's used up all his 30.
Of course.
And, you know, we'll see both these teams again. We'll see Chase County on Valentine's Day when they'll be playing host to a good Madison team.
Absolutely.
And we get Hartford to wrap up the regular season on the 17th at Northern Heights. So I'll be interested, just like with the girls, to see how much they progress in the next 2 weeks as they head off in the substates.
And of course, Chase County, their record is very strong. Obviously, there's a lot of talented teams in the substate they're going to be in, and there's a lot of basketball left to be played. But of course, Cade Witt's trying to do something that has not been done in 30 years for the Bulldogs. 1993 was their last state appearance. So of course, not want to try and put any more pressure on this team, but they've got a talented roster that should give them an ample opportunity to make it up to Manhattan in a month.
That they do.
Cooper Schroer over to Wyatt Griffin, and that's what Coach Cade Witt is just trying to implore to his team. He's like, we are a much better team than what we have displayed here in the second half. Not to take anything away from Hartford. That's been a Herculean effort by Allie Smith here tonight.
Yeah, that's exactly. And he's just wanting Chase. He's just wanting his kids to make the simple play right now.
Bolson's going to pick up a hold against Wyatt Griffin. That'll be his second, I believe. Excuse me, his third, team's fifth. 1:27 remaining. Eidman inbounds to Cooper Schroer. Now right side Vogel. Up top to Tag Grow. Now to Wyatt Griffin. Over to Cooper Schroer. Corner pass to Paxville, nearly stolen away by Kevin Goza. Chase County on the possession with a 12-point lead. They led by as many as 27 in this one. Vogel in the corner now. 60 seconds remaining. Eidman to Schroer. Back to Griffin. Now Grow. He'll be fouled by Bolson. That's his fourth.
Bolson get called for the foul, and yet he feels the worst of it.
I think he got hit in no man's land.
Yes, he did.
He's like, sixth team foul. That's been the night's call. The official hands it to Aiden Eidman as the sub is called.
Yeah.
Kevin, Homer Bomar in there for Kevin Goza. Eidman inbounding right in front of us. The Cooper Schroer breakaway layup. No good. Rebound to Duncan Baker. And that's a frustrated Cade Witt. It's like, just pull it back out. We've got a 12-point lead. Tyson Bolson. Foul line jumper. Short rebound. loose into the hands of Baker, but he falls to the floor. Into the hands of Tag Rowe, his breakaway. Before he gets the shot up, he's going to be fouled by Allie Smith. Bonus time now for Chase County. Well, it's going to be the third on Allie.
I think, Michael, if you're Coach Whitty, you know you're going to have good and bad from this game. Good was the first half. And when things are going well, but if things start getting crazy, you could say, hey, we almost lost a game when we were up 27, and they started coming back on us.
Foul shot by Groh, no good. Rebound to Baker, and he'll be fouled by Aiden Eidman. Seventh team foul for Chase County. Yeah. And stepping to the line will be, I think, Allie Smith or Duncan Baker.
Looks like it's going to be Duncan.
Going to be Eidman's third foul. 31 seconds remaining. Duncan Baker at the line for two. But good defense there by Colton Barrett, giving up 45 in the first half to Chase County. Only 12 here in the second half. Foul shot missed by Baker, but offensive board to Hartford. Allie Smith getting it, looking for a three. Now spin move at the elbow. Jumper, no good. Rebound to Trester. His putback, no good. But he'll be fouled by Cooper Schroer. 15 seconds on the clock.
And I've got to give the Jaguars a lot of credit, Michael, because they've been down and out in this game, and they keep fighting hard, and they have came back in this game and made it a little bit of an interesting game.
Foul shot good by Trester. They get within 10 with this made free throw. Might just run out of time. It's 15 seconds on the clock. Foul shot missed by Trester. Rebound to Pax Vogel. Griffin up the court. We go to Eidman, but stolen away by Trester. Saves it inbounds. Goes bowling into the scorer's table. Bolson with it. 4 seconds. Heavy pressure. Contested three will be short. Rebound in the hands of Cooper Schroer. But a nice comeback by Hartford falls short in our final score. 57-46. Chase County improves to 13-3, dispatching Hartford to a 6-11 record. We'll get into the Rich Door Company post-game show. Say hello to our sponsors. Tally our stats. And have more, trying to get some area scores. I know we mentioned some throughout our broadcast tonight as we await the Rich Door Company postgame show. And, of course, look for an interview with Cade Witt and Ken. That'll be good luck on that one, trying to get Cade after this one. But the Rich Door Company postgame show is next.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com. By Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop by your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can